And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
I want to shout out to Patreon for giving me this birthday gift. I'm wearing one on each side because the mic is kind of blocking this one. It is a very thoughtful little social battery pin that I saw this on TikTok and I was like, I like that. And I never even said anything out loud. So y'all got in my mind. They sent me this for my birthday a few weeks ago. So thank you guys so much for that. Angel, church announcement, what you got going on?
You know your girl is on tour. So when you see this on Wednesday, that means I'm in Atlanta. Come on out and see me in Atlanta.
Are there tickets available tonight as we tape this?
As we tape it, there's some tickets available. Atlanta is close to being sold out, but it's not fully sold out.
And so if you're watching this in Atlanta, get that ticket tonight. If you have a time machine, go back to yesterday and go to Chicago and see, tell me how it was.
Oh, and it was so good. And then L.A., we on for Friday. So come on out and see your girl. And I got tours of dates later in the month, but we'll just focus on these two.
I got tickets for that LA show. I'm going to be there. Thank you.
Can't wait to see you, Kevin. And so is Josh. I appreciate it.
I'm going to be there. Imara's going to be there. It's going to be the longest day of my life, but I'm so excited. I got so much stuff to do that day.
It's all right.
Let's keep that door open.
Got you.
Tour dates will be coming to you soon. As always, they'll be notified in the Patreon first, and the tickets will be available to Patreon subscribers first. I'll let you know the Grief Sucks dates. They're not all massive venues. I didn't want to go super massive because it's a more intimate type of show, so it ain't the same amount of tickets I usually have available. So, especially if you're not like the Washington D.C. is still pretty big because the people in D.C. they buy some tickets. D.C. and Baltimore,
yes, they buy some tickets.
But other than Baltimore. That, you might not have as much time as you usually have. So and also summer hours start next month. So if you don't know, if you're new to this podcast, summer hours, we don't have any ads in July. Angel and I and our families and Josh, we take vacation, we visit.
Listen.
Kids go to Kentucky, we go to beaches, we do drugs, cocaine, heroin, all those type of things. So we don't have any public facing full episodes. Our only full episodes for the month of July and the first week of August will be on Patreon. So if you never pay the funky little five, pay it one time for the one time and keep your podcast going, or don't, and live your life how you choose. All right. Things to get to. First, Jay-Z was at the Roots Picnic over the weekend, and yes, he had a freestyle that kind
this
of immediately
is a perfect
went
pyramid
viral. Josh is clearly in the Illuminati.
Josh is a Delta. That is a clean pyramid.
There we go. All right. If you haven't heard it, here's 3 minutes and 36 seconds of pure jigamane.
I was doing my hove.
Transition for
clear. I want
100.
My thumbs don't go.
The 1-800 ambulance chaser with a wish 1K. But 911 is a joke. Public enemy number one, I've been ranked. The rock's not crumbling. The leprechauns have magically run out of pranks. Your son on a federal jail line mumbling something about having too much of this drink. You know how dumb that is? Another one fumbled his, wonder how I get the blade. Niggas' teeth is tumbling out their mouth, and somehow I'm the one who done it. It's a murder mystery game. You had the cash counter, thunk it. Was you who pumped this? I'm the one who strummed the pain. That hell you can die on. It's way too much flack that comes from those planes. I'm killing them softly. What's understood don't need to be explained. You want it one way, it's the other. I steal on you suckers, I'm all of you niggas, gang. I ain't much for me, it's know-how. Cancel the brunches, I remember the hunger pain. The price of the bricks going up. It's gonna cost you a beat to even say my name. You ever heard of a Wonder King? My children is some of them. Have you niggas no shame? Y'all trying to get under skin? I really get under skin. That's unharmed playing. Y'all thoughts with y'all thoughts again. Everybody think they're the ones insane. You're no maniac. Watch out, saniac in my presence, nigga, shrink. I need a new therapist. This shit is not working. I'm truly on the brink. Y'all better not encourage him. Y'all don't want me to think these thoughts that I think. That nut ass nigga still stuttering. That chatty patty down on his luck again. Quest introduced me to Jaguar. I don't know why I still fuck with him. You just wonder why I do the freestyle rehearsal. That lady back on the stuff, she sound like she in love with him. Her kid can't even take their kids. Enough of them. A rapper can't be my eye. I got MAGA Republicans. Them shots came from the very top of the government. Good luck with them. I'm governed by God. You try to break the government. I pray for 40 days. My neck get flooded again. Wrist get flooded again. My net worth went up again. My next update, the jig is up. Nigga, I'm up 10. Wrong chart, champ. You gotta look up again. Niggas look up the hole. I never looked up to them. The crackers got your publishing gigs to go talk tough to them. Don't talk success to me. You niggas is workers. In perpetuity is how your contract is worded. Don't make me go fuck, man. The roots remember, even when the trees pretend, not too much of my name. Don't forget who I am. Patty loves her Shawnees. S-H-A-W-N. I find it a dog when she put the S at the end. You don't know, the show ain't even begin. I said, you don't know, the show ain't even begin.
All right. Now, since I am an old nigga.
Come on and pull up the translation.
I needed some help.
He said, put it in a new King James because I don't know what the hell.
Melissa sent this to me. I said, okay, because they was like, Jay-Z throwing shots. I said, what?
You said, huh?
I know Chatty Patty. I knew that was a Dame Dash reference, but I missed a whole bunch. So let's go through these. Shout out to the list and 97.9 The Box. The jig is up, nigga. I'm up 10. Wrong chart, champ. Niggas looked up the hole. I never looked up to them. Decoded. A direct response to Drake's recent Iceman era lyrics about older rappers and the phrase, the jig is up. Jay is reminding listeners that the young artists grew up looking at him, not the other way around. All right? The rock's not crumbling. Leprechauns have run out of pranks. Your son is in a federal jail mumbling something about having too much in his drink. Decoded. Aimed at Tory Lanez and his father, Sunstar Peterson. The having too much in his drink references ties to Tory's claim that alcohol played a role in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Number three, I really get under skin. Ask Un how I'm playing. I actually did get this one. References Lance Un Rivera. Excuse me. Sorry, Josh. The music executive Jay-Z stabbed during a 1999 nightclub altercation after Rivera was suspected of leaking Volume 3, The Life and Times of S. Carter before its release. Number four, it's going to cost you a B to say my name. Obviously, double entendre for $1 billion and Beyonce. Number five, Quest introduced me to Jaguar. I don't know why I still blank with him. References Quest loves introducing Jay to Jaguar Wright years ago and appears to be a response of her years of accusations and criticisms directed at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Number six, that Chatty Patty down on his luck again. Obviously, jab at Dame Dash, whose financial and legal troubles have made headlines for years. Number seven, cancel the brunches. I remember the hunger pains. That's actually hunger pangs, P-A-N-G-S, not pains. I learned that because I follow the dictionary on Twitter. Jay,
what?
Are you being funny?
No, I didn't know.
Nah, they're pangs, P-A-N-G-S, not hunger pains.
The dictionary's wrong. Because I feel
dictionary always does stuff like that. And I said, ain't no way, because when I'm hungry, I'm in pain. They're like, no, it's actually pain.
No, they're wrong now. Continue.
Yeah, hunger pangs, but it's okay. Cancel the brunches. I'm in remember the hunger pains. Jay-Z is saying he's comfortable walking away from the industry friendships and celebrity circles. He survived before the fame and can return to that mindset if necessary. I thought that was talking about canceling the Rock Nation brunch.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Part of it.
Yeah, I think so. Man. That's the going away from the industry because it's rock. Yeah,
everybody, yay. The one that insane. You're no maniac. Watch how sane he act in my presence. Niggas shrink. Meaning a clear shot at Kanye West. Jay-Z saying Kanye's behavior changes when they're in the same room. And number nine, you ever hear of a Wonderkind? My children and some of them have you niggas no shame, meaning the Wonder Kid. Kind or kid? Is that pronounced kind? I always thought it was Wonder Kid.
So did I.
Anyway.
I don't know. It's like a hunger pang. It's like
a Wonder Kid. Kind is a child prodigy for someone who achieves extraordinary success at a young age. Jay is defending the children against public criticism and reminding listeners of accomplishments and potential. Now, there's one more thing. That stuttering thing, apparently, I saw this on Twitter. You saw that?
I heard it. I didn't see it.
Let me see if I can find the video.
I heard him when he said it.
All right. Apparently, that was a shot at Nicki Minaj. Let me pull that up.
Oh.
That one, that wasn't in the decoded, but apparently this was a, your brother or your kin can't even pick up your kids, was a shot at Evangelist.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, because her
that's
brother,
the truth.
Her husband. So let's play this thing I saw on Twitter. Let's go here.
I don't fuck with horses. I said I only fuck with. I don't fuck with horses. I said it's 700 horses. What, we fixing to leave?
That lady back on the stuff, she sound like she in love with him. Her kid can't even take their kids enough of them.
Man, come on. All right, Angel. As the only person on this panel who actually sold 10 million records, what are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh, you know, it's really hard when in my industry there's beef, you know? But this is the type of beef that you get out of steak knife, you get out of fork, and you cut that fucker open and you eat it, okay? The fact that I thought that man messed up, and I was just like, oh, this doesn't seem like Jay, but it was an actual perfect impersonation, makes me want to get in that bed and lay down because that is ridiculous. In that part, I literally thought, uh-oh, he then stumbled over his words. No, that's what she did. Oh my God. I can't wait till my husband sees this because I don't think he has because we've been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, while I'm not a battle rap type of freestyle type of girl. I like a beat behind your rapping. I mean, no one can say that this man is not just still amazing with how he cleverly puts together his thoughts in the form of rapping. Like he's still, and Jay-Z is on his way to see, he's in his 50s, so he's on his way.
Ain't he passed over 55?
I think so.
I think so.
I think so.
56.
I
think
56. Yeah. Gonna be 57 this year.
Yeah, that's, he's effing amazing. Like I because there's not a lot of rap. Well, let me think. There's no other rapper that has reached his height that is still out here, even though he's not out here. I'm trying to think. There's nobody else, right? And so like,
no, I don't,
go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. I don't think anybody's reached his level and still has his level of relevance. Like he's not releasing music currently, but I think he probably had the longest prime and maybe the longest career of relevance where people are still excited to go see him. Maybe because he doesn't pop out that much anymore. Maybe Snoop Dogg. These people in the thing are saying Snoop Dogg, Eminem.
I mean,
are people checking for Eminem's music like that? Nas. Nas actually is still releasing music. Nas is a good one. Nas is actually releasing a lot of good music. Disease with Hit Boy. I know rap stuff, y'all.
Come on, you know it. But I feel like it just, he's one of one.
Yeah,
he is. Really, truly one of one. Like, there is nobody else who's done what he's done prior to him. Like, somebody else might come up and do the same thing, but he's definitely one of one.
Did you check out a new Jay-Z album if he dropped this summer, Angel?
100%.
444 was my favorite album. I also didn't listen to many of his albums. No Jeezy. I don't want to get into it, to all of his albums early on when they first came. But obviously, I caught up on my Jay-Z stuff. But 444 was great because you don't, why I like it, obviously, as a married man talking about marriage issues set to beats was like, no, this is what I'm talking about. But from drug raps to money raps to I was a bad husband raps, apology raps, you don't get to see rappers rap that long.
Yeah. I even like the Carters. I even like the Carters. Like,
yeah, Carter's a good album.
I like the Jay-Z, and I thought this was good. I hadn't watched it. I'm so glad it was a part of what we were doing. I only read the decoding, but to see him actually do it, to see him actually talk about all the people that he's been very silent about, because Jaguar Wright has been talking for a hot ass minute now about him and Beyonce. And we have heard the crazy things that Kanye has said about his children. There's just been so many people who have taken shots where it feels like they've been pretty quiet and just allow people to run their mouth. I think a lot of us were like, is there going to be a response? And I think we've just got grown accustomed to they're above responding. So it's nice to hear him say it in his own form. Yeah. What about you, Kevin?
Well, now's a good time for an ad.
You know what? I meant to go into it, and then you really asked me the question that I wanted to answer, which was what I thought about it. I meant to do the ad before I answer the question. But, you know, when people hear, okay, that, listen, when they hear that Mint Mobile is only $15 per month, they wonder, what's the catch? Right. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there isn't one. There's no gimmicks and no gotchas. Just unlimited talk, text, and data. Fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network and an award-winning care team. I guess that makes Mint Mobile a catch. Since switching to Mint, if you were to switch to Mint, let me tell you, you're going to notice that you're not spending so much money. You're going to notice... What you're not going to notice is that anything really changed other than your money, meaning you're still going to get really great coverage, really great service. Because I think a lot of people think if you pay less, then you get less. Now, with Mint Mobile, they said, baby, just pay less. Why are you spending all your money? Everything's expensive right now, but not Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless at $15, 15 bucks a month. You can even bring your current phone number, your current phone and phone number. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to monthly bills. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/SK.
SK?
That's mintmobile.com/SK.
SK?
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/SK. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speeds lower above 40 gigabyte on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Joshy, as our resident music aficionado, what are your thoughts on the whole Jigga Man freestyle?
I'm really interested. A part of me feels like he might be releasing music, and he's just setting up this summer of Jay-Z, because he even did like an unofficial like pop. Well, he did like a pop-up show the day before Roots Picnic, so I know he really cares. Oh. Also, our music friend. Mr. Adam Blackstone. So I know he's really trying to set himself up. He gets his shots off. So this isn't fully surprising. I like when Jay-Z's involved. It's good for it's good for rap. It keeps things spicy.
Mm-hmm. He just said the beef went too far in the interview, and then he was like, but also I personally haven't gone far enough, and I've been.
We're all hypocrites, man.
We're all hypocrites.
Women, what beef had gone too far?
He was talking about the Kendrick Drake beef, but I think he was talking about the pedophile and the family aspect being added. I think people thought, oh, because he said that, he wouldn't do it. And he was like, oh, no, that's not what I was saying. Plus, I've been quiet for years.
Yeah, this is also the same man who said he had sex on a man's car seat. So we know it's in him to say things that is really like out of pocket. And he wasn't even out of pocket on this one. Oh. But come on. Okay, Gavin, what's your thoughts?
I love Jay-Z. I saw something that said the fact that Jay-Z finally responded means he's insecure. And people love, people can't have it both ways. You know, and I've said this a lot. When the internet, it always feels like you can never win because Lissa gave me this phrasing, and I think it's so true. Different people have the mic. So when Jay-Z's not saying anything, people who have the mic like, oh, he thinks he's too big, blah, blah, blah. Those people have the mic. When he responds, it's like, oh, I've seen people like Drake got him acting out of character. Now that he's responding, it's showing that Drake actually has the power. And I'm like, or he's just tired of being quiet. Him and Beyonce's modus operandi for the last few years has been to not respond. And if they do respond, they almost always respond in music versus like in podcast form.
What's up, Josh? I'm sorry. I'm 32 years old, turning 33 on Saturday. You said modus operandi?
Yeah, that their MO.
The mode that they operate in.
Yeah, you're short for MO. You say, oh, that's MO. MO.
Their MO. Okay. Kevin. Okay.
Well, Angel worked in nomenclature in average conversation.
And no, Angel worked in Deus. That's when I was like, May is just gonna be a different vibe, apparently.
We Scrabble playing niggas over here. This is a Scrabble. This is a Scrabble.
We in the season where we got to prove our degrees. So this is what I got to.
Hilarious. I used to play Words with Friends. That Words with Friends was the thing that made me get an iPod Touch because I wanted to play Words with Friends with people. And then people started cheating. And I was like, what's the point of cheating if you're beating me, but the computer's helping you? You can't get 7-letter words every time. But anyway, I used to love Words with Friends. I love me some words. I'm really a nerd at heart. I told y'all last time, y'all niggas think I'm from the streets. I'm really a Scrabble geek. And I'd be like, oh, zeitgeist.
You don't squabble, but you Scrabble.
Yeah, that's good. That's a rap lyric.
Scrabble up. I should do my Kendrick thing, but it's Scrabble up.
Scrabble up.
Scrabble up. Scrabble up. But no, I think it's great. I wish I could go to the Roots Picnic, but I think I'll be at DreamCon. I mean,
the Roots Picnic. No, the Roots Picnic is over.
It's gone.
I didn't mean the Roots Picnic.
I was like, Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium. I wanted to go to his show in Yankee Stadium. To Josh's point, I hope he is releasing music. I'd be interested to see what he has to say. I meant to ask this question while we're on the subject of rappers into their career. It was during the Drake thing. This is no shot, and I genuinely am asking this. Future fans, are there Future fans in here? Raise your hand if you're Future fans. If you are, is there anything Future is talking about new in his music at this stage in his career? And I'm not being shady. I'll tell you what. Huh?
Is this Pluto?
Pluto?
I think Pluto is his nickname.
Oh, I don't even know that, Joshy.
Oh.
If you are a Future fan and he's not, I see a lot of no. Oh, depression.
Jesus. Oh, dang.
Is depression new? I ain't tapped in with Future like that. If he is, are you okay with Future? Because the reason I was asking, people are upset with Drake talking about the same thing, even though when I listen to Iceman, I feel like he talked about the most recent things, which is all you ask about. But people who like Future, they don't seem like they ask that of him. And it seems like they're okay with that.
Are you asking, where's the threshold of, like...
Yeah, because one of the critiques of Drake is that he's still rapping about the same thing in the same way. But all artists don't get that critique. So I'm curious if it's just because what Drake raps about that he gets that critique. If it's like your old man in the club, is that the reason? Go ahead, Angel.
I know that if Waka Flocka were to put out a new album, if he started talking about anything outside of drugs and music and strippers, I'm turning it off.
What if he dropped a gospel album with John P. Key, Fred Hammond?
Oh, gospel artists, all they talk about is God, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
He didn't saw me out. Jesus, I didn't got Jesus. Up.
He saved me. He saved me.
Switch it up. Talk about how you inhale. Talk about that. Talk about how the devil got you some really good stuff and you're not really bad. Jesus, you're not mad Jesus, about it.
Jesus, we get
you're not really
it.
Mad about it.
Yeah. The devil
he died for my really sins, man. Deal. That was like 4,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago.
We got some swine in hell. Exactly. That poor
26 years ago.
Yes. You get it, Josh. Yes. I don't want to hear Waka Flocka rap about, you know, and I can't even be a true fan because Waka's on the other side, but still.
So, Angel, Waka was like, I don't go so hard in the paint anymore, guys. I've actually been struggling with my mental health, and I don't know what I'm doing on this political aisle, but it was set to his type of music. Would you be like, Waka?
I don't want to.
You're not doing Flocka.
Mm-mm, I want some bow, 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 bow. I'll take that. I'll take a whole song of him just saying bow. And nothing else before I want to hear about his mental health.
You won't shout to bow?
I won't shout to bow, but I don't want to hear, I'm depressed, I need some help. I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
I want to hear introspective Flocka.
I don't want to know what's really going on in there. Make me shake my ass. Talk to somebody else. Or you become a whole different artist.
I meant to ask you this. Let me play this video for y'all if y'all don't follow Angel, because I love when I'm a friend of Angel, but I'm also was a fan first. And let me show you what brought me to Angel's. Like, these are the type of things that made me be like, this person mind ate up too. And I ate up mind, recognize an ate up mind. When I saw this video of you, Angel, I want the people to.
Video.
I want the people who haven't seen this, they might not have seen this because of the way the algorithm works. I want you to speak on this and then we'll move on to our next topic.
I was like, what are we talking about? I knew it. I said, y'all know I don't usually come on here all emotional and crying. I was, I'm sitting here preparing stuff, getting ready for the tour, doing stuff for my sorority. And, doing stuff for like Jack and Jill. And I'm gonna be honest, I get a little stressed. But then a song started playing that got me this emotional. And let me tell you, God always knows when to send the right thing to you. And the song said, woke up and I'm still in the lead. I know these hoes is mad. It's time for hoes to gag. I'm putting belt to ass. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know, these hoes can't F with me. Let me tell you. Cardi B Magnet. You really spoke to me. I'm serious. It did. She said, I could probably win a pageant, baby. I'm just young and ratchet, baby. Love it when you smack it, baby. Oh, it really got me going. It let me know. Listen, you still that girl. You still that girl. You're still a magnet. Come on, Cardi. She's giving me the word I need. Hush, Lala.
Lala caught Angel, the stray, man.
I got to know. I have a thought of what happened, but I want you to explain to us your mindset in that moment. Because I feel like you really got caught in the moment and you really felt that and then was like, let me make a video while I'm feeling this. And people thought you were being silly, but you really were like, I'm about to cry for real. Let me record this.
I was putting together our playlist for the tour, which has a different Cardi B song. So I was cutting it because we don't need the full song. Uh-huh. And then it started playing Magnet after. Like, I was, as I'm like getting the stuff together, Magnet started playing. And I was like,
not the hand going up, Angel.
The hand was, I'm dead serious.
Fast gospel music.
Hand was up. I was like, oh. And I said, oh my God, I'm crying to Cardi.
Give me a break, man.
Listen, she says, I woke up and I'm still in the lead. Let me tell you how that ministered to me. Because in the black church, what we say, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. That's what that said to me. That
while the Bible also says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. You thought you wasn't last, but I woke up. Still in the lead. Woke up. I ain't dead. Woke up. Still running. The Bible says I press towards the mark, ha, for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Come on and press. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm still in the lead. Ooh, if I was a youth pastor, boy, I would have tore that up, Angel. I would have seen your TikTok, and I would have tore that up on Wednesday on Bible study, and I wouldn't have credited you at all. I would have said, I got this by myself, because I ain't heard that Cardi B song. So those are the first time I was hearing the lyrics was from you. Yeah.
I said, Magnet, I still attract blessings. That's what we're talking about.
Hey, I attract blessings because God looks at me.
If my husband wasn't in here sleeping, I'd start screaming. But sure enough, that's really what happened. It was very much so that God was like, listen to these lyrics. And I was like, am I putting belt to ass, Lord? I'm putting belt to ass. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because it was stressful. They were, and actually God really did work out something. They had put us into a way too big a venue in LA. And we knew it, but it was just like, okay, if this is where y'all want us to be. And then it was getting down to the, getting closer. They were like, we're going to have to change y'all's venue. And I got worried. I was like, y'all better not cancel my LA show, because we never gave y'all numbers to make y'all think we could do 550. I was like, we're going to be like a very skinny girl and two big draws. But y'all the one who wanted to put us in this 550 seat room in Los Angeles. Well, I was getting stressed about that. And they end up changing. They kept saying where it's going to be a venue change. They didn't change the venue. They changed the room. We're in the same venue. No, we're in the same venue in the room that fits us. And so I had to call. I said, is this, how is this? I was like, is this a downside for us? I was like, how is this not a better situation? They were like, no, it actually is. So I was nervous that they were putting me in a situation, because that's the way it sounded like, that was going to make us look foolish. Instead, they're putting us in a situation where we look better. Again, God was working it out, because I know some of these venues will be like, listen, this is too costly for us to have you here. They were like, mm-hmm. We're just going to put you in a room that we typically don't let people use. And it's perfect. So
that's what you would have wanted from the beginning.
Yes. How come we didn't get this room from the start? And they are like, because I didn't know we're in a Live Nation building. They're like, well, they don't usually use that room for like events. Well, now they do. It's our like sweet spot is 250. Mm-hmm. It seats 250.
And there you go.
I said, look at the Lord.
Know your audience. That's
it. So yeah, Cardi B ministered to me, and I don't care if no one else does. They were like, I thought it was going to be a gospel song. I was like, have you never watched me? Why would you think that I was crying to a gospel song?
People have said, and I've seen this online, people have said that non-gospel music has ministered to them the way gospel music has. That ain't my personal testimony. Actually, no, sometimes it is. Wait till I get my money. When nigga ain't got it, look, that Jeezy album, although they were mad at me, I get that. Like, you ain't got it right now. Wake up, grind. The climb. Woo! Oh, y'all want to worship. Hold on. They want to worship Angel.
Yeah, if it wasn't going to be no Mary Mary or Ty Trippett, I'm not about to be over here crying.
You want to hear me? You want to hear
me?
We can't hear you. I think your mic just went dead.
That dream I'm dreaming, but There's a voice inside my
head. Y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, we can.
You'll never reach it. Every step
when I have nothing, this song came out.
Every move I make feels
544 million.
You better preach, Miley. Evangelist Cyrus.
I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high.
Oh, I feel it. He's in the room.
There's always gonna be another mountain. Yeah. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have
come
to
come on, Evangelist Cyrus.
Ain't about how fast I get there. Yeah. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
I wish Kiara Sheard would redo this.
This sounds like a gospel song. Is the difference, or
it
CCM
really does.
Music?
Kiara like said it was written with CCM in mind.
It's big down, CCM.
No, I'm not breaking.
FL Music wouldn't do this. Let me go to the end. Let me really go off.
So just go.
There's always gonna be another mountain.
Hey,
I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Hallelujah.
It's the climb.
You better take it up, Miley.
Hey, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Me, daughter. That is.
Keep the faith, baby. It's all about the faith. Keep the faith. Keep your faith.
Symbols.
Yes.
All right, before we move on, Jay-Z, I wanted to talk about this. His afro also became a topic of discussion.
It's so pretty.
Good detangler.
There's two camps. Oh, that's dope. He combed his locks out. And this is proof that Jay-Z's been wearing a wig. You can't comb locks out. Angel, you're the only one of us who could have locks. Can you comb locks out?
Yes. And his words combed out.
I thought he looked cool. He looked like a West Coast rapper or Bone Thugs and Harmony.
It was bouncing. It had so much life.
That's that sacred, Angel.
Uh-huh. The only reason why I'm certain that it was combed out is because on my side of Instagram, I've been watching this woman who has been pissed off because she feels like the woman who combed out his locks started talking about it before it was released publicly in a statement that she was the stylist. And you know, anytime you work with these big celebrities, you sign an NDA. Mm-hmm. Like if you're their makeup artist and stuff. Yes. And so it's another woman who works in the industry. And she was like, see, this is the problem. People out here running their mouth when they got an NDA. But then it was finally talked about on The Breakfast Club of who the person was that helped to take his hair loose. But Denora combed out her locks. Denora used to have locks down her back and then combed them suckers right back on out. And
did she?
My best friend did it. There's a lot of people who comb out their locks. This is not everybody wants to start all over again.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to do it.
Because your locks are basically... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and I also don't understand why people think out of all the things that it's humanly possible that Jay-Z growing hair is the thing that they're like, that can't be possible. There's no way he could grow hair from his scalp. That just seems odd to me out of all the things to not believe is possible that's the one that people
locks
are like.
They're just coiled, matted hair, right?
Yeah, it's just matted hair.
So you unmat.
You just have to detangle it. It's a very lengthy process, and because he had them big ass locks,
yeah, them prequels.
it's actually probably easier than if you had locks like the size of my twist, because mm-hmm. it's just such a tiny area that you're like detangling at once. But wow. I just don't think, not every, like you look at Chance, who's not Jay-Z's age, but he's also not like 40 years younger than him. Chance mm-hmm. got hair that you could tell he could keep growing and do like a little baby Jesus video. You know, them Jesus, black man Jesus paintings. Yeah. Chance could do one of those if he kept letting his hair grow out and have just like the curls.
It's funny.
And pose with his arms crossed in front of him.
Black he man could do Jesus it. Is so funny.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about. That's what makes it funny. You know just, that black man Jesus.
There, I've seen it. Yes, a lot of black men are bald after a certain age, but I know enough black men who are older.
Go ahead.
End up balding, that don't have a receding hairline and don't have baldness in the back of their head.
You think it's maybe because he was like low and even for so long of his career that people are like, you can't, you never were able to grow hair, and now they're just assuming that he can't.
Yeah. But I can tell you right now, Nasir, he still got his hairline full. If Nasir decided to grow out his hair.
It's not mm-hmm. the same, Kevin. It's not the same.
Angel mm-hmm. says black men are bald. All kind so of black men can grow
no, hair. No, hold on. You can't fix it once you come into frame. It's got to stay like that.
I was just combing it and adjusting.
I want you to know that I had a very similar wig when I was in my 20s. Is that like little locks? Are those like little coil locks? Like
hold on, Kev. Look at the shelf real quick. I want to see the back of it. Look at the shelf real quick.
Mm-hmm. Turn around.
Back of my natural hair?
No, yeah, look, turn around. Look at the shelf. I just want to see how it's sitting on the top.
I feel like you could be.
I just have it faded up to the top. That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
okay.
you could be so, on a not Carlton Banks sketch right now. Go ahead.
Kev, so when they when
Banks, go ahead, Joshy.
No, when BJ lines you up, he goes like this.
He just goes high. That's all he's ever done.
He puts it in a bun and then just.
That's all he does. I wanted it faded to the side, and I just wanted the lock on top.
He did exactly that.
Not Carlton Banks did a
funky Freaky Friday.
Oh yes. My God!
Of bun in the little bun girl and
Lily.
She said, "I ain't got no titties no more. I just got nipples." She's like, "Faith, you."
Oh my God!
His characters are so good. His characters.
He's just
are
a brilliant
so
mind. Just a brilliant mind. All right, total, and I mean total. So totally different. I'm gonna cut my hair. this was a Blue-centric. Blue was on the
That's
Joe
her
Budden
name.
Podcast. Blue-centric Blue is her name. She was on the Joe Budden podcast talking about Blow Judden. Yes, I'm gonna say Blow Judden. Joe Budden
there
podcast.
You go,
Blue-centric was on Joe Budden talking about black men and women and misogyny and race and gender in America. I saw this at the gym this morning. I shared it with Joshy and Angel, and I shared it with Melissa. I want to hear this, and then I want to talk. Let Angel talk.
No, I don't want to. I'm gonna be a bitch ass nigga this episode because it sounds good coming from you, and I want you to hear me right. Mm-hmm. When we say that, we get shut down. When we say yo dog, mm-hmm. they are targeting us. And again, I don't want to make this a woman man thing. Black women have sat up on these couches and said y'all are fucking wrong.
Do you know
some
why?
Of the thing you about to make? No, I don't know why. But the why don't matter when the facts and the truth are the truth. When we say, you know why, we're making excuses and justification for the fact that the same way you just said, mm-hmm. yo, y'all are saying this, mm-hmm. but you know why? They're not receptive.
The why is about the GOP, not the women, though.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but if we, page? When we say, yo, dog, they don't fear y'all like they fear us. Motherfuckers like, are you stupid? Yes, they fucking do. They care about and it's like, yo, dog, all right, cool. You got to shut up because if you continue to keep talking, guess what you're going to get labeled as? You're going to get labeled the misogynistic nigga. So when you sit up here and sometimes say factual, truthful shit, the margin, and this is where you are hitting a home run. The marginalized group is the group that could be rude. The marginalized group is the group that could be assholes. The people of a higher stature, because I don't have another
privilege,
are the niggas, to your point, that have to listen, and you kind of shut the fuck up. And so when you don't shut the fuck up, you get stamped.
Mm-hmm. So it's just the thing, it's directional. So you're correct, it's just pointing in the wrong direction.
I'm not pointing, no.
So here's the thing, when I talk about the GOP, you can't bring up gender, right? You know why? Because you are the marginalized group when it comes to the GOP and the white mainstream. You're not the marginalized group when it comes to women. The thing that I'm hearing from a lot of women, and I want to speak to this intentionally. A lot of women have come to me and said, Black men are being targeted by rich white men and getting mad at Black women, and we're not the ones who are targeting them. So they're not upset about, and this is something they say all the time, the GOP targeted you. Black women didn't target you.
I agree with that.
But Black women are the ones who feel the fallback from it. And this is as old as that interview of James Baldwin. Was it Sonia Sanchez?
Nikki Giovanni,
right? A lot of times what happens is the system will attack a Black man, and the person who gets the frustration is not the white man, it's the Black woman. And what we're saying is, turn your neck to the left, it wasn't us.
No.
And so...
Because that's the only person he feels like he could beat down on the show.
Exactly.
But
I want to finish the sentence. The sentiment is, if a Black man is being targeted by white men, why does it feel like we're the ones that are getting
taking the brunt of it?
If you took it and pointed at the person who's doing it, we'd be right next to you. But it's hard to be next to you when you're pointing at me. And so my critique of that is, if Black men said, we are being attacked by the GOP and we need our sisters to help us against the GOP, that's a very fucking different conversation than they are attacking us, we're marginalized, while you're talking to the one group that's behind you.
Listen to this.
Do you acknowledge that? Because acknowledgement is important.
Yes, but that's not what typically happens. What typically happens is I come home and tell you, uh-huh, yo, I'm being targeted over here. You know, mm-hmm, what the response is? Mm-hmm. You're not being targeted more than me.
You're not.
But that negates.
No, it doesn't negate, because privilege is conditional by who's in the room. When a Black, I'm going to do the hierarchy real quick. We're going to do this like Sesame Street. This is the hierarchy that I did not create.
We still need your mic a little
closer. Sorry. This is not, because my titties were in the, you know. This is the hierarchy that I did not create, but I had to study, unfortunately, right? The hierarchy is, if you are basing it on white supremacy is based on masculinity, mm-hmm, and whiteness, right? Sure. Two things. I talked about this ad nauseum, so if you follow my page, you've heard it, right? So whiteness and malehood together is the ultimate cheat code.
White men.
White men, right?
Anytime you see we the people, it means white men.
And here's the thing. All of us agree that it means white men.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So here's where shit gets tricky. Privilege can be conditional. Second place is where the issue is. When we are doing it based on gender, suddenly Black men are not at the bottom of the food chain anymore. They're actually behind the white men because they have balls. They're men.
They're still men.
They're just not white. Mm-hmm. And white women suddenly are you know, slumming it with the Black and Latinos and the Asians, right? Mm-hmm. When you do it based on race, the white women go back up to the top.
Yeah.
So white women and Black men tap in and out of second place all the time. We never get to be second place. We're going to always be in the trenches regardless, right? And what happens is, we love it when y'all are next to us when it comes to race. When it comes to race, Black men are the first people marching. We're the first people on the front lines because you're next to us. Mm-hmm. The minute it becomes about gender, you leave us in the dust. And the issue is, we'll be talking about something where you're in second place and you pretend you're still next to us. And the disparity of where you think you are and where you actually are is where the issues happen. Acknowledge your privilege. Say, you know what? These white men are after me. I'm still a man, though. And there's misogyny, and I've never had to deal with misogyny. But on your worst day, none of you will ever have to deal with the system of oppression of misogyny. And women who don't have the language, because I will give Ish some credit, there are women who do not have the language to separate misogyny from men. And they take out their frustration on misogyny on men, right? And
there's a lot of them.
Lot of them. And I call women out on this. But there are also men who take out their frustration on race, on Black women. And so it's not that they don't listen to us. It's that we're all, not just Ish, all of us, pointing in the wrong fucking direction.
Cool, but all right. I heard everything.
Angel, resident Black woman on our podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts first.
I mean, it all makes sense. I don't know if I thought that Black men were blaming racism on Black women. I think that we're an easy punching bag. Like, when you just don't want to be at the bottom of the pile. You just you take the person. I don't want to say the weakest person because we're not that, but the one that's already a little bit below you, and you just stomp them down so that you can feel a little bit bigger, higher. So I never thought of it as they were getting the brunt of, maybe we're getting their frustration, but not that they blame us for the racism. The part that I wasn't like fully in agreement was the women blaming misogyny on men. Who else is doing it though? That's the only part that I was a little confused on, is like, while it is a system, the people who a lot of times, sometimes women instill it, but the people who continue to instill that system and make sure it stands up strong be men. So I don't know if I was missing her point when I watched it earlier, because I was like, well, no, it's typically men that are keeping that system in place, and some women, because some women enjoy the I don't know what about it, but that was the only part that I was like, maybe I am missing a point of this, but misogyny was a system that was created by men, and there are Black men.
Misogyny or patriarchy?
Well, she kept talking about the oppressive system of misogyny. She wasn't saying patriarchy.
Misogyny, I mean, maybe I'm, is misogyny a system though? Or is it just the hatred of women? I'm asking, not.
Yeah, misogyny is the hatred of women, but she's saying there's oppressive systems that are based in misogyny.
Mm. Okay, understood.
So gotcha. I'm like, that was created by men, and maybe you didn't create it yourself because, you know, you're only 43, and Joshy didn't create it because he's only 30-something, right? 35, to be correct. 30, is that
32,
correct?
Turning 33.
32. I'd have made, like, you over 32.
I missed a year or two.
Sorry, 32. If you all were constantly trying to help that system stay in place, then you are also to blame in a way. So that's the only part. Yes. Where she was like, we're pointing to the wrong. I was like, no. If the Negro men are keeping misogyny alive, yes, I'm going to point to you and be like, nigga,
crazy.
What, why are you doing it? So that was the only thing that I was. And I was like, maybe I'm just not understanding, and maybe I'm missing a piece because this is just a snippet. But I thought obviously she was great and she held her own. But go ahead.
She's a baby. I agree. I think what's hard is acknowledging your privilege when you benefit from it is tough, right? We talk about the main reason Angel is on this podcast is because in 2020, I was introduced to the idea of intersectionality. I'm completely okay telling you I didn't know something. The idea of intersectionality was made very clear to me in 2020 by my cousin, Rebecca. She sent me an article from the lady who coined the term, I believe it was a Black woman. Her name escapes me. And what she was saying is that basically Black men suffer in America because they're not white. Black women suffer in America because they're not men and they're not white. And sometimes Black women suffer because of Black men, based on the systems that we did not create. Not because of Black men doing it, but because the system rewards maleness after race, like Blue Centric was saying. White men, top of the food chain. The next is men, then women. And it's why affirmative action, even though white people often vote, Dr. Kimberly Crenshaw, shout out to, thank you, Patreon, for throwing her name in here. Affirmative action, they will tell you it impacts Black people the most, but the number one benefactor of affirmative action was and always was white women. They were the ones getting the most opportunities, but they voted against it because they were convinced that Black people were winning. Same thing that happened to a lot of Asian people in colleges. They thought Black people were getting all their spots. They removed these affirmative action laws. Black people's numbers didn't change. Asian numbers were the ones that dropped. And they were like, wait a second, what about them? And Black people was like, nigga, you think a system gonna benefit us? If we get in, we for sure belong here. It ain't never gonna be for us. Y'all mad at the wrong person. Y'all pointed at us. Now y'all want to sue. We done told y'all. It was you don't even see that you was winning. Mm-hmm. But what America does so well is they get you all mad at the Black person. And it ain't never, we are never the reason. And they doing a good job of getting you mad at the immigrant or the brown person. And it was so funny how they snuck this in. When they was all send these people back. And a lot of these white business owners was like, hey, brother, can't send them all back. They're working in my restaurants. They're working in my hotels. They're working in my strawberry fields in Ventura County. Like, if you send them all back, we're going to have to pay minimum wage. I'm paying these people under the table.
Right.
What is you doing? Like, America has always been built on the back of exploitative labor. It began with Black slave labor. When that was outlawed, then it switched in China and San Francisco to Chinese labor. We need these people to build these railroad tracks. These Chinese laborers are cheaper but better skilled than white men, and they don't argue. White men come in here fighting and beating up Chinese men. The Chinese men are just trying to make it in America, and the rich person is like, yeah, man, that Chinese person is taking your job. You're hiring them.
Come on.
But if I can keep you mad at this person, and that person was Black, and it's always been Black, but after slavery was ended, even white Irish people weren't even considered white. White Irish people assimilated into America by becoming firefighters and police. And they just assimilated right into them oppressive systems and said, hey, man, but we're going to beat up them people that you don't want. And now they used to have no Irish, or Irish need not apply. Me and Big Irish Jay talked about this ad nauseum. They were like, we don't want y'all, but it's easier to assimilate with white skin. And you stop calling yourself O'Malley. Same thing with a lot of Jewish people in America.
Jewish, Italian.
Italian people, Jewish people, Irish people. They start changing them last names. And you don't necessarily know you're Jewish. You know, in Hollywood, there's a lot of people who change their names to more American sounding, accepting names. But it all goes back before even racism. It goes back to capitalism. Racism is a tool of capitalism. Capitalism is actually what sits at the top of America more than racism. Racism is just a tool to help capitalism. America was built off the back of capitalism. A capitalist society said, we need cheap labor.
We need
Black people. Labor. Yeah. And nothing freer than cheap. I mean, nothing cheaper than free. Yeah. You got them Black people. Well, now you can't do that. But we still don't want to pay a livable wage. America's capitalist society has never wanted to pay a livable wage. They have just changed. And that's why AI and robots are there. Uber's long-term plan was not a livable wage. Their long-term plan is driverless vehicles. If we can get you to depend on Uber and then we can take out the driver, now we get to some money. Waymo, that's the long-term plan. I remember when Uber, Joshy, when we worked in Culver City, Uber rides for 30 minutes used to be like, once the free stuff ran out, they were like $4, $5 for a ride, because they was like, these people ain't going to pay full ride. Now you get used to it. Now and the drivers used to make good money. And now they make less and less. And we don't take your tips. But now people are like, I tipped you $20. Show me how much you got tipped. People were like, Uber showed me $14. That is capitalism. AI is capitalism. Have y'all been seeing the articles about AI is becoming more expensive than people? And they're like, hold up, Claude done charged me $100,000 this month. I was paying less of that with people. So now companies are like, you know what? Actually, get
come on back in here. Come on back in here with your spelling errors.
AI is technology. Secretary email was great, but you know what else was good about email? I don't need to pay a secretary anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I can read my own emails. That's capitalism. I don't really care about the jobs because it's always about efficiency, money, right, and the people at the top making the most money. And misogyny works in the same way. And that's why when Angel came to this podcast, when I decided, okay, and I had to check my privilege at the door. I remember when I was on tour, I never even considered taking a woman who had kids on tour because I'm like, she got her kids. And somebody, a black woman, was like, so does Tony and Tahir. You don't never question who's going to take care of their kids. And I was like, no, I don't.
Look at that. Angel, look at that.
What she did with them four kids? Here's the job opportunity. You tell me if you can't do it. And let me tell you what. Angel got a husband. Angel got friends. Angel could leave the kids on the ground. Whatever she did. I offered her the same opportunity that I would a man and the same pay rate.
And there we go.
And that's where I had to realize that I don't have to do that. I want to do that because I don't want to be that same person. Go ahead, Angel. I talked for a long time. You know, they be
on me. I was gonna say, Joshy, what you think?
I can go a little winded on this too. the same way like you were talking about how capitalism is built off cheap labor, this is how people are mad at Mexican immigrants when America invited them in the 40s through 60s for the Bracero program because there weren't enough workers to do agriculture work, promising like bare minimum wages.
What's that Bracero program?
What's up?
What's the Bracero program? I've never heard of that.
The Bracero program was running through literally, I think the 40s through 60s. It was a result of World War II and a bunch of people not coming back, wanting to go to work. So they brought in a bunch of, they told a bunch of people in Mexico, hey, come through. We'll give you minimum wage, housing, food, all this. They walked through the doors, immediately got sprayed with pesticides because they wanted to clean them, like powder pesticides. They were getting wage theft. They were getting terrible housing, terrible living conditions. This was like at least 20 years, though. This time my grandpa came over here. God rest his soul. But yeah, man, it's like it's every culture. Every culture, and I mean, unless you're a white man, will be affected. And a white man from America specifically.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't know why this is a hard pill for, because this conversation on the Joe Budden podcast was between a black woman and black men. I don't know why it's so hard for black men to see the disparity of treatment between black women and them. And I get it. I think sometimes it's hard to, if you're getting punched at, to be able to look at somebody else and be like, oh, but they kicking you in the stomach. You worried about the fact that you getting your head punched at, right? But at some point in time, maybe this is the point that she was making, that like, at the end of the day, the root of the enemy is not us. However, I think I was more so a little disheartened, or not disheartened, a little thrown off, because I do believe that there is a course correction that some black men do need to be on in order for us, because my thing is, I don't want to have to fight white men and white women and you.
And but black men.
But if you are ever standing on their side, I'm going to have to fight you. If you are not actually standing with me and you're standing with them in your own misogynistic views, then I'm going to have to fight you too. So I think
we got to come together.
Right. So there has to be a thing where black men have to figure out a way to, I know they want to feel secure in their own manness, but in their masculinity, because that has been at many times tried to be snatched away from them, from the oppressor, but they got to find a way to take claim of it without that claim looking like you're now trying to put me in my place.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to figure out a way to be able to grab hold of my masculinity, but not grab it and then punch me with it, because then we fight, then we're going to fight. There it is. you know. But I do think that is a difficult task, and I do think it was engineered to be difficult on purpose.
All right. Before we move on, anybody else have anything to say?
No. No. But thank you for educating us on the, I can't even say it. I'm going to say it.
Braceros program.
Everybody was saying the Southwest is Mexico. That's what I call California Mexico. When people come to visit me, I'm like, we're actually in Mexico. And I don't say it as a joke. I'm like, no. It's very clear that we came up in here and stole this. This Man. Is very clear.
The all the doggone names are in Spanish. California, almost all the cities in California are in Spanish.
California all sounds Spanish to me. A
Spanish word.
California.
Yeah, California sounds Spanish. It don't even sound like
Washington. You got all these Native American. Chief Self is what Seattle came from. Tacoma is a Native American word. Tillicum, Yakima. Tillicum is a neighborhood in Washington.
Listen,
Yakima, Snohomish.
Any city or state that has a lot of casinos that isn't in Vegas, you just assume that this was stolen.
Yeah,
for sure. That's their sorry, Native Americans. Y'all take this casino.
If you've lived in the Midwest and then you come to California, you recognize I am in a different country. I don't care what flags they have waving. We are somewhere else. You can't trick me otherwise.
All right, moving on. Last topic of the day. There is a judge in Atlanta. We should have called your sister. A judge in Atlanta who is being asked to recuse because apparently she was having sex in her chambers with a chief of police, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the chambers got active.
She opened up the
police officer.
The chamber between her legs.
That's more than a chamber of secrets.
Okay.
Get it? Kev is a Harry Potter.
I mean the bench.
Oh. You so stupid.
Why you can't have sex at work if you quiet?
Because it's make it smell.
But it's her office though. It ain't like they was having sex in the hallway.
But eventually somebody has to bring in paperwork and they have to walk through ass cheeks open smell.
Oh, under the robe too? Cooking.
Somebody on the plane that was sitting beside me, when he got up, it smelled like he doo-dooed on himself. It smelled like old crusty shit. Oh, it pissed me off so bad. He stood up and it said, right past my fucking nose. I was so mad. I was like, God, make me rich so I can fly private. So I only butt I smell is mine.
I can't imagine in any job having sex at work that is not like sex work. Like you in a corporate job, you having sex at work
I think people have fun getting like bussing where they like in random places. Like as a younger me, is this judge young? A younger version of me would be all about that.
An older version of me,
wherever I worked, a younger me who could be ready fast, get it in, pop, 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 and pull it up. Now, this me. It's going to take too long. I don't want to. I'm not moving fast if somebody walk in. It's just.
You walking on me. You just saw me.
Put
it wide. Time.
Wide open. I just. Yeah. But yeah, like right. Older me.
Age, I don't move fast. Moving fast is like, ah. You saw me, didn't you?
You saw it. Yeah,
now,
but a judge is crazy.
Having sex in the church van, I wasn't at the church. I was in a Walmart parking lot. That's different.
That's worse.
That's
no. I wasn't even in the city I worked in. I worked at Tacoma. I was in West Covina having sex in the Walmart parking lot in the church van.
But that's a church van. It's owned by the Lord. Jesus is on the registration.
That church van was being paid per month. It was owned by Ford. It just had church letters on it. A van is a van. It just, it ain't, the van itself ain't anointed. The driver is. That's just a van. That's just for picking people up.
What if another church like saw your van and like they knew what was happening? And, like, I'd never go to that church.
The marriage bed's undefiled. That supersedes what I'm doing. Marriage bed undefiled is the white man of.
So it was actually sanctioned in the van.
Marriage bed undefiled supersedes me having sex in the church van.
So what's the craziest place now? You as a 43
the church van. I will never eclipse the church.
No, what's the craziest place you would go now?
Oh, that now? You would
be like, Melissa, let's just real quick, pop out.
I don't know that. I'm kind of like you now. I don't know that thrill. I don't think I'd get thrilled. First of all, I used to want to have sex in the grass. Now I'll be itchy.
Right, exactly.
Beach. I hate sand. I feel like Anakin Skywalker. I hate the sand. It's so coarse. I couldn't have my booty hole on the beach. If sand got in my butt, I'm out. Or if I put my knee down on a seashell, like I'm trying to smash and put my knee down on a seashell, that's terrible. I'm out. I was thinking about this when I was flying. I don't know how people ever had sex in the airport, the airplane bathrooms. I barely can stand up in there at all.
It's 270.
I'm 270. I don't know how. Maybe this was like back in the day, the bathrooms were bigger in planes, but I barely fit in there alone. I have to have my head down. Sex.
The door is either going to be open or as soon as we in there, we're already having sex just because that's how close we are. Like we won't even had a chance to start. Is you already in me? Because how else are you in here?
The only way you can fit. Elevator doesn't. I don't need a lot of time, but I need more time than an elevator can give me.
God dang, are we in the Empire State Building?
An elevator's just like, oh yeah, I put it in the elevator, but I don't want to put it in if I can't reach the promised land at this age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Outside, yeah, it's hot, it's cold, mosquito bite on your butt, I'm out. I like beds. Beds are good, proper comfort.
Proper support. You got good lumbar.
I don't even like the floor. No. The floor is different now than when I was a kid. I loved the floor as a kid. Laying down, sleepovers. The floor was good, but now floor is out.
Floor is out too.
Yeah.
They said, what about a hotel balcony?
I've done that already.
But we're not saying you haven't done anything. I'm just saying, what is it?
Again, hotel balcony, done it before. It was cold. Booty cheeks you cold. I don't want cold hot. Cheeks.
I know that heel is hot.
You know that heel hot. And then getting proper set up. It's a whole thing. A rock quarry. Somebody in Patreon said a rock quarry. It's terrible.
I mean, I really, as long as it's a definitive. There's no way to get caught. And I don't have to be uncomfortable.
And that's
like, if I got an origami, my body, I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm. And also Kev on stage getting caught, totally different. Young Kev, I was nobody. So if I get caught, it's just, oh, that man. Now Kev on stage with sex on the balcony. That's what messes me up.
Why would it mess it? As long as it's Melissa, it ain't nothing bad. It's just Kev on stage. Is how people see
how long my butt crack is.
They already see it. You show it all the time.
They seen it in its full form. They only seen it like if you've seen how long it go, Angel, in full, you're like, dang, that's too much butt crack. That's way too much. You're only seeing really the tip of the iceberg, no pun intended.
Oh, Jesus. It's like them envelope purses. They're like really long and it has a long slit so you can put like a laptop in it. Yeah, as long as I can.
Nappy cord goes around the corner.
The craziest place we ever did was a storage unit.
Is that crazy?
I mean, most people aren't having sex at the store in their storage unit. I don't think.
Storage
don't
unit think temperature is terrible too. Y'all was in the muggy storage unit.
No, this was in a temperature controlled one. I said, pull that door down. Pull that door down. Yeah, exactly. Give it to me now. Is the house around the corner? Yes, but I want it now.
I want it right. And my storage unit is not temperature controlled. It'd be hot as butt in there.
Oh, no, then I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't. That would have been pissing me off.
Patreon, what are y'all? Crazy space y'all did it. I'm gonna highlight some answers because I know we probably got some freaked out people in here.
Yeah, this is a very sex positive group.
Very sex positive. What y'all done did?
They're like online. That is the craziest place I've ever done it.
Elevator. Classroom. Oh, I did the movie theater before. Ferris wheel, you freaked out freak.
A fitting room.
Cornfield.
The club.
A park.
A naval battle. Girl, we was at war.
A public library bathroom.
Mail truck. New York City subway. Girl, you could have. That's just crazy.
Jesus. High school wrestling.
My mom watched the show. Military museum helicopter. Hold on now. What the hell is he doing? Near the placards?
UPS truck. That's why my package has been late.
Yeah. And so is she.
He was having sex near placards?
Yeah. A gym coach office. Oh, no. What's with the... Please say your man is the gym coach.
Hey, there's nothing.
Playground slide. Think of the kids, man.
I know. That's terrible. You could have definitely went to jail for that. For real.
On top of a car, and there was snow on the ground, you was freaked out.
A lot of these, this had to have been in their teen. They had to have been.
Boy, I can't even get in a hammock, really.
A two-door Honda Accord, 270.
Woo!
I'm hoping that a lot of this is when they were younger, because some of these things, it's like, that. No, you're not supposed to do that at no park.
A military museum helicopter to a military museum. It's crazy.
What about 1942 or World War II got y'all in the mood?
That's what's so crazy. Yeah. You're like, man,
they were at sea for years.
She's like, getting this pussy. That's what I want you to be in for years.
Crazy. A military museum helicopter.
That's so funny. He's probably one of one.
Oh, that's a very funny visual. Like, you looked around and like, hey, smash me in this military museum helicopter. What?
They were sexing in the Morse code display.
Hey, there's a new Tom Hanks military documentary out on the History Channel.
I'm Woo, in.
Buddy. It's on Apple TV. I saw that. I was watching History Channel when I was in Atlanta a few weeks ago about apparently his name is pronounced Andrew Carnegie. It's not Carnegie like I thought all these years.
No, they're lying. Go ahead.
Too late now, Angel.
Yeah,
Andrew Carnegie and I already went back. And Rockefeller was beefing over steel or whatever. Anyway, and it was like, we got this new documentary with Tom Hanks is narrating. There was a brand new World War II movie that I saw called Greyhound with Tom Hanks on Apple TV. First of all, I thought it was about the Greyhound bus. And when I started,
he loves a war movie, man.
He's big war.
You ever watch Bridge of Spies?
What? Of course I did. I
love that movie, Kev.
That guy got an Oscar for that. The actor, Mark Twain. Ryman. Huh?
I said Twain.
No, Mark Ryman. Rylance. I think it's Mark Rylance. Yeah, I love that movie, Bridge of Spies. I need to check out that Tom Hanks. I might watch that today. Also, I'm going to the Sparks game. Asia Wilson's in town tonight. Ooh. Yeah, I got to see Asia.
When are we going to a dream game, though?
I know, because I could be glad when we're not.
We need to go this summer. Are the Dream in town, Angel?
I don't know.
See, you ain't for real, Angel. You ain't looking up the dream schedule when you go to Atlanta like I do.
Because I'm tired.
Girl, they got a game today.
See, that's what I said. I can be there right now.
You should go, Angel. They got the Sun. They almost guaranteed to win. The Sun stink. So,
I don't got my my angel shoes. So,
yeah, it's at Gateway too, Angel.
I don't got my angel shoes. I didn't travel in them.
Also, real quick before we go, Angel, I need your sports on this. Did you see that Myles Garrett was traded to the Rams yesterday?
Oh. Wow. And what a shell shock that was. Myles wasn't Garrett. Davis. Garrett. Myles Garrett. I said, I didn't see that coming. You know, and as astute as I am, I really thought Myles would stay with the team that he was with before.
The Browns.
For long. Yeah, because, you know.
You, hearing you click this up, usually I can't hear you click it up because you're hearing you click it up and watching your eyes go to the side of the computer.
Because, you
not know. Myles Gatton. Which Myles Gatton doing playing football? I thought he was an actor.
Yes, I was like, Myles Davis. Myles, Myles Garrett?
Garrett.
Garrett. Rainy yeah, you know, as a defensive end. Mm-hmm. He was great on the Browns, you know, and now he's going to be out here with us.
And it's actually, for me, it's a very terrible trade because now the Seahawks automatically got to play them twice a year. Always got to play the Rams. The Rams already had a good defense.
Yeah, but they
now they have the best player, and he's going to be harder to defend because there's other good players. It's the Browns defense. They had a good corner, I think, but the Browns' defense, the best part about their defense is their offense sucked. So it didn't matter because their offense right. was going to give you the ball back. The Rams were a few plays away from the Super Bowl this year. And I firmly believe whoever won between the Seahawks and the Rams was going to win the Super Bowl. And I was correct.
And Angel, at what cost with the draft picks, too?
At what cost of the draft picks? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a big cost. That's what the cost is. A big one. And I don't know if it's a price that everyone can pay because the cost is really large.
You know the Rams, you know? Angel. You know how they feel about picks.
They're like, that's how they feel about it.
They really do not care. They said, I don't care about picks. I'll give you a pick and you give me back a guaranteed player that's good. And they don't care about that. Also, Angel, I don't want to talk about this yet because it's all alleged, but the AJ Brown from the Eagles, he got traded to the Patriots yesterday as well. And the streets are saying there was some beef, but it's all alleged. So we should do some research on that, Angel. AJ Brown,
he went from
to
the Patriots.
Yes.
And it's all about America, if you can't
tell. Is it confirmed, Javi or Javi? Is it Javi or Javi? Is it confirmed?
Yeah, it's confirmed. It's confirmed. The Philadelphia Eagles traded AJ Brown to the England.
I'm talking about the reason. I know the trade's confirmed, but the reason is... Yeah,
it's his relationship with Jalen Hurts, yeah. No?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the why is the alleged HIPAA.
HIPAA?
Well, you know, AJ spoke on it. He did.
Oh, did he?
He said, you know what? It's a lot to talk about. Yeah, and we'll
save it for the bonus.
We'll save it.
We'll save it for the bonus as it develops this week.
As it develops this week. All right, guys. That was a nice, long, healthy episode. We love you guys. Angel, this week, Friday, are we back? Or are you back in town?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll be in town Friday for Patreon. Oh, also, I want you to know, we did our poll. This podcast is big Patreon and big YouTube. We, by and large, are visual podcast, which is good, Angel. I don't know if you saw this Jay Shetty news. He got $100 million deal, video only, Netflix and Spotify. Apple's also adding video. So we might have just been early, guys. We might have just been early. We could just hold on, Patreon, hold on to us for a little bit. We might just be early because we ain't quit yet. I think our payday's coming.
I do too. I do. Payday's
coming. If we just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
And listen, Netflix, because I know you're watching, we don't need 100.
Oh, but we want it.
I mean, we'll take it. Well, that
98.5 will be good. Yes.
No, we want 100, and we're not settling for anything
we
less.
We are settling for less.
We want 100, Kevin. You got to believe.
But we'll take 67.3.
No, he will give you, what does he say? What does it say in the scripture?
More than you ever expected, which is 67,000.
Abundantly. Abundant
is abundant.
100 is abundanter, though.
That's sure. Another digit.
That's another digit. But they said, Kev, all we got is 63.75. I'd be like, fine.
Best and final.
Best and final. Fine.
No, you turn around.
With a gold microphone.
You turn around. You walk out, and you be like, find the 100 Netflix, and they'll be like, Kevin, we've got it.
I'd be
it.
Like, find me 64. Matter of fact, I'll take 62. We offer you 63. 60 and not a penny less. All right, you twisted my arm. 55.75, and that's my final offer.
I like how Javi's talking. 150.
Okay, y'all going the wrong direction. Netflix, if you're listening to this, 28.7 million.
No.
No, Kevin, no.
But anyway, thank y'all for listening. Although we appreciate the Patreon support, if you're unable to join Patreon, I must remind you, support comes in many forms. Your views, your watches, your shares, you tweeting about us, threading about us, making the to whoever posts are on our TikTok, you are appreciated. You're all appreciated. Those who came to the tour, who bought merch, it all helps. Patreon just helps the most. But God bless you all. We appreciate it all.
When's the next Unruly Cousins dropping?
This weekend.
This weekend. This is a doozy.
This weekend. I'm gonna get it done this week. My God.
I got a day. Josh even working, man. He got them weddings working. He got the beard growing.
Man, I have been working, boy.
Josh be in them. If you follow Josh on the gram, you see him in them stores. He'd be like, whew, I'm dancing, y'all.
That was on a no quick snack break, man.
I ain't never seen you work this many weddings, boy.
Listen, just like certain studios want to see the budget in the show, you're gonna see it in this wedding. You're gonna see every dollar spent in this wedding. But my God.
Don't you worry,
it's going
to be great. My food all gone when I go to your wedding. I'm going to eat my whole piece of cake. I'm going to eat my food. I'm going to eat cookies and cake.
Bring Tupperware.
What do you have to wear?
Dress code. Dress code.
Black tie.
Perfect.
Is it black tie or just black tie formal?
Ask him, Mara. People don't have a follow-up to the black tie, I'm gonna misspeak. I will tell you right now.
All right, this is good. You got me good, Latoya.
Don't even go over by it, Kev. Please don't even go over by it.
Oh, I learned from
you touched the cake, so help me.
I'm not eating the top of Latoya. Shout out to you. That was very funny. I'm not eating the top of Joshy and them's cake.
I don't eat the cake at all.
I'm not even usually a fan of sheet cake, but I know Imara's baking the cake, so I'm a fan of her cakes.
Now, you know it's not going to be a sheet cake.
I was about to say, it ain't going to be a sheet cake. It's going to be a tear.
You got to hand it to me like this. I don't take my own liberties when it comes to cake. I know better than that. All right, we love you guys. Thank you. We'll see you Friday. Everybody else will see you next week. Have an amazing weekend. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.